After every Stars home game, it's the Dallas Stars postgame show with Bob and Dan. Live from the Miller Lite Sky Bar at the AAC on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
439. This is Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket. You're listening to The Hard Line. We are out here at the Dr. Pepper Star Center today in Frisco, where down on the ice below us, Texas tornado practice continues. And I believe they're really serious about this, Grego.
Who? The Texas Tornadoes?
Yeah, I think they are.
You know, I've never really watched a full hockey practice before, but you know, it's kind of like baseball. You know, we've watched baseball practice before where you have guys hitting fungo over here, you got guys hitting infield, you got just baseballs flying all over everywhere, you got people taking batting practice, and you always wonder how someone never gets hurt. But then you know it's pretty organized on what they did. But have you watched this down here? Have you wondered how somebody hadn't taken a puck off the head?
Yeah, I have. I mean, they have three different things going on. They got guys down here at this end practicing. Down on the far end, they got guys around that net doing another thing. And then here, I don't know, three or four more of them out at center ice doing something else.
And you got the people closest to us that are doing these slap shots, and they are zinging that puck. And how somebody hadn't caught one in the head, I'll never know.
Well, we are here for one reason and one reason only today, and that is to find goalies, find girl goalies to play for Subway Team Hardline and Speedy Oil Change Team Users in Charity Challenge on I-7. Now, the way this is going to work is at some point, I believe we have, what, eight girls?
Eight girls, yes.
We've got eight girls that are going to try out. We're going to narrow it down to the final three. We have a panel of judges who are judging not necessarily the best goaltenders, but the three that they think would be most suitable for the charity challenge.
Oh, they've got a buzzword, skill appropriate.
Right, skill appropriate.
This makes me want to throw up.
And those three will be selected, and then from those three, I guess Team Hardline, Subway Team Hardline gets its pick, right?
Yeah, we get first pick right now. I'm sure that's going to change when it's there. I'm sure that we'll have some kind of coin flip where they'll just say, you know what, we've thought it over. You don't get the first pick.
Now, I understand that there was another bit of controversy surrounding Subway Team Hardline today. We lost a player, I hear.
Yeah, we did.
Who?
We did lose a player. Tim Matthews will not be playing in the team, on our team. He has opted out.
TV Tim.
Because of the head shaving?
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't want to do that. He's got TV gigs.
And for those who may not be up to speed, the losing team has to shave their heads. And TV Tim just could not fade that. So,
once again,
he bowed out.
Not that great looking as it is. Doesn't matter if he loses his hair. Not going to hurt him that much.
Well, he just doesn't want to do it, so he's out. That's it. So we're going to be, and we're not really going to be playing short because on the other team, Dunham Miller, they lost a player too because the skydiving chief is having some back problems, so he's going to have to opt out. So we're at even strength.
Are we?
No, we're not at even strength because, I mean, they got the best player by far, who for some reason it's okay for him to be too good, but everybody else that we might get our hands on, that's okay. I mean, we can't have that. It's got to be skill appropriate.
Would the worst player on the Texas Tornado be the best player in Charity Challenge?
By a mile.
These kids are really good.
I wish we could just have, if we could have like that kid right there. I don't know who he is. The kid in the gray right there.
Well, he might be the best player.
But I'm just picking guy random out. If we have him, we win. Easy. No question.
Can you imagine these kids? I mean, they're from all over the place. Canada, Michigan, you know, all over across the north, coming down here where they live with a bunch of, you know, moose and elk.
Rednecks.
Well, no, coming down here, but all the women, it's like what Mike Modano said on our 10th anniversary day, like coming down here for the first time you step foot into a place in Dallas, you're like, oh my God.
First time you go to North Park Mall.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's got to be just shocking for these kids. And they're only here for like a year because then they move on and they go to college. They said the goalie for this team got drafted by University of Michigan. Or drafted. What does that mean? recruited, scholarship to Michigan.
Well, that's a big hockey school, isn't it?
Yeah, it's huge.
Where Marty Turco went, I believe. Is that correct?
Well,
but yeah, if somehow we could get one of them, but I'm sure they're not skill appropriate.
No, I'm sure they're not skill appropriate. Their skill is way beyond charity challenge. But you think it'd be better than Danny Lowry? The worst
yes.
player on this team? Miles.
He's Miles not that good.
He's not?
No.
He's very good, Corby, but these guys are exceptional.
Yeah, these guys are college players. Danny would have trouble making, Capel High School's team.
No, he wouldn't. No, he wouldn't.
I don't know, man.
No, he wouldn't.
He's at his advanced age, you think he could?
I don't know, man.
He's 25.
No, he's Danny's like 30.
No, he's not.
Yeah,
he was 35.
No, he's 25 years old.
Gosh.
I mean, you take a good high school team around here, I guarantee you he'd have trouble making that team. Those kids are awesome, Grego.
I know they are. I know they are. You haven't seen him play yet this year. You remember him from playing 2 years ago.
Yeah.
When he played against us.
Right.
He's played like three times a week ever since then. And he's advanced up when he's playing like A-League.
Oh, dear.
Well, I think a very fair question is he really that great?
No.
We'll find out, won't we? We're going to find out, unfortunately, in the form of some shears.
Yes. Well, it is 4:45. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You are listening to The Hard Line. Is it about time for some girl goaltenders to start rolling in here?
Yeah, we're going to try to interview some girl goalies if they're here yet. And if not, then you guys are going to get into your football quick hit segment.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
All right, that's next year on The Ticket.